Republicans in the state legislature appear headed toward implementing a version of a flat tax for Arizona. As House Appropriations Chair Regina Cobb told us yesterday, there are some questions about how exactly it'd work and when it might be implemented, but she said it is the direction they're heading. Cities across the state say, though, if that happens, they could stand to lose millions of dollars. Tom Belshi is the executive director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. He joins me now to talk more about this. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thank you. So how concerning is this to you and to your member cities and towns around the state?
Well, it's very concerning because it's a large revenue cut. It's the largest voter-approved local revenue cut that we've that's ever been proposed.
So we spoke with Regina Cobb yesterday, as I mentioned, and one of the things that she said is that, you know, cities now have the ability through the Wayfair decision, which allows the collection of online sales taxes, that has led cities to get a lot more money. So why is that? Like, how does that factor in, I guess, to the money potentially that you know, you might not get as a result of cuts in state shared revenue from flat tax?
Well, Mark, one of the things that you have to keep in mind is that when Wayfair passed, one of the things that was misunderstood is that the vast majority of the largest internet retailers were already licensed in the state and they're already paying the tax. So to say that that's new revenue is not correct. Before, they were reporting under the general retail category, and now they're being placed in an online retailer category and they're reporting that way. And so that is not new revenue. And so the amount of new revenue that we're receiving is not quite as large, we think, as the legislature might expect.
And we should point out that cities, by and large, do not have the ability to levy their own taxes, right?
They don't have the ability to levy the income tax. We do have our own local sales tax, but we do not. That was part back in 1972. There was an initiative that set up the voter-approved local revenue, and they said that we would get 15% of the income tax paid to the state, and that was in order for us not to have our own local income taxes. That was one of the things that was given up by cities and towns, and it made it easier for the people remitting their taxes to just remit one tax and not have to fill out various forms for, you know, different cities and that kind of thing.
So if this goes into effect and cities do lose the money that you're projecting they lose, that must mean services get cut. What is on the chopping block?
Well, always when we look at things, the largest part of our budgets, and this is always the last thing that we seek to cut, but the most important part of any city or town budget is the public safety budget. It makes up 50 to 70% of any city or town budget when you take a look. And so that includes, you know, things like pension benefits and other things that cities and towns have to pay for. Then there's also infrastructure. An important part of what we do is put in infrastructure that helps the economy. Roads, water, sewer, you name it. I mean, that is a very important part of what we do. When you start making significant cuts of this type, eventually, it's going to erode the budgeting to those types of activity.
So State Senator Paul Boyer, a Republican, has brought this up and talked about essentially saying that he didn't think Republicans would be the one, quote unquote, defunding the police. But I'm curious about the conversations you've had with members at the state legislature. I assume that you have been talking to them and trying to express your concerns about this. But at the same time, it appears as though this still seems to be the road down which they're heading.
It does. What we are trying to do is elected officials from all over the state are reaching out and letting individual legislators know what kind of effect this is going to have on cities and towns. This is a $225 million cut, and the way that we came to that that calculation is that there were published reports that it was that creating a 2.5% flat tax means a $225 million cut. You take 15% of a $1.5 billion cut, that's our portion, and that equates to $225 million. for example, that's $65 million to a city like Phoenix. And so what we're trying to do is have our elected officials tell their legislators, these are the kinds of things that we're going to have to consider cutting if we sustain these. And when we cities and towns model their revenues very carefully, and one of the reasons that we wanted to have a piece of the income tax is so that we could have a balanced revenue system. So we have sales tax, we have property tax, and we have income tax, sort of the three-legged stool that we often talk about. And the reason that we do that is to keep from having wild swings in revenue, because we can't operate in a deficit. We have to make sure that we have enough revenue to cover our budgets. And so, we like to have predictability in our revenue. And so that's one of the reasons that we pay attention very closely, and we estimate out way out into the future, 5-10 years, about, you know, what a particular revenue might be doing at that time. And so It's very important to us to have that predictability. And so when you have a big cut like this, that throws off that predictability and creates problems for us in providing the services that are so important.
All right. That is Tom Belshe, Executive Director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Mark.